o'clock in Ontario morning, not a Wednesday. I'm Ted Paris with Utility 30 this morning. You've probably seen young people playing this game. They stand in a circle and continue to toss around what looks to be a small beanbag. It's actually called hacky sack. Well, from this game has emerged a relatively new sport called footbag. One of the top footbag competitors in Ontario is a teenager from Orillia. Ben Roscoe won silver medals recently at an international competition in Florida. He hopes that one day footbag could become an Olympic sport. Far-fetched? Well, maybe not for Ben. He's joining us this morning on the line. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Good. Now, give people who are not aware of what footbag looks like a bit of an introduction. Describe it for us.
All right. Well, you see guys playing footbag, the first thing anybody ever notices is the shorts. Yes, we're a pretty small shorts.
why does that matter?
You know, well, the media is always like, well, you know, short shorts aren't cool, but it's just that they're practical. They have to stay up out of the waist, and you have to have the full range of motion for your legs.
So the baggy shorts wouldn't work, you would see on some basketball players.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, it would catch the bag, and it would get in the way.
Carry on, sorry.
Yeah.
So how does it work? What do you actually do?
Well, so two shorts, and you see you're catching the bag on the top of your foot and on the instep of your foot when it's your leg is crossed behind your supporting leg. That's called a clipper. And those are the two main surfaces, and you would catch it there and on the top of your foot and circle it with your legs and shoot it over your head and spin around. And you string a bunch of tricks together, and you would play until you drop, and then you pass it to the next guy in the circle.
But the circle isn't essential. I was looking this morning at the YouTube representations of footbag, and most of it is a singular performance.
Yeah, that's how it's portrayed in videos, because it's awkward to film everybody. You can't really see the guy too well in circles. But if you're actually at a jam or a tournament or something, most of the time you play in a circle.
Now, how long can you, is there like a prescribed length of time you're supposed to do a performance and then just do a certain number of tricks within that time period, or what?
Well, it depends on the competition. If you're doing routines, at the pro level, you have 2 minutes, and you have a song and choreographed, and you do a routine with tricks and stuff. And then there's another competition called Shred 30, and you have 30 seconds to hit as many tricks as different times and high point values and high score.
How did you get involved in all this? Did you play hacky sack at one point?
Yeah, I did. And I found a website called modified.in and footbag.org, and they kind of got me going. I saw a guy out in Winnipeg playing too, so it was pretty cool.
Why? What attracted you to it?
Well, I think the fact that nobody does it is actually kind of cool, because after, you know, not too long, you find that you're really good compared to everyone else. But, I think it's the community. It's really, really tightly knit. Every footbagger knows pretty much everybody.
Tell us about what you did in Florida. What happened there?
Well, we flew out to Orlando, and man, it was great. And we stayed in a big 8-bedroom house of 12 or maybe more of us rented. And it was in a rental house community, and then all other footbaggers rented houses in the same neighborhood. So it's cool because there's hardly anybody that plays here, and it's the same for pretty much anyone else. So at Worlds, we actually had a neighborhood of all people that played, and it was a big novelty and very cool for everyone.
How many were there?
I would say over 100. There were 30 people competing intermediate. That's where I competed. And so 30 people the first round, and then 10 advanced to the final.
I have to say, I've looked at this, as I said, on the YouTube site, and it is very athletic looking. You can't be overweight or a slob to do this.
No, that's actually what separates it from hacky sack, is that as for hacky sack, it's kind of, you do it because it's fun, and there's nothing to do, or whatever. But with Footbag, it's played by athletes, and it's if you think of Footbag as snowboarding, then Haggy Sack is tobogganing.
What's your most impressive trick?
I don't know. I think my favorite string of tricks is called Rubber Man. And it's pretty complicated. I don't think I can describe that on the phone.
But you keep the foot bag in the air on your foot through a whole long routine that shows you flipping the bag from one foot to the other and almost tripping on yourself, but staying standing. It's amazing.
Yeah, actually, rolled ankles and stuff is a pretty common injury. You do trip on your.
Is this professional? Are people making money?
Some people are. Some people have sponsors and stuff. I mean, the World Champion is sponsored by, I believe, Red Bull and K-Swiss. I'm still looking for sponsorship.
Well, you never know, you might find it. Now, what about this Olympic push?
Well, that's the ultimate goal of the IFPA, International Footbag Players Association. If you think of figure skating or gymnastics or snowboarding, they're all sports where it's one guy goes up and, or girl, and you just play your hardest and put together maybe a routine and impress everybody. That's basically what Footbag is doing, and it requires just as much skill, if not more, than most other sports.
Is the IOC listening?
The IFPA.
No, the International Olympic Committee.
Oh, I hope so.
Is that your ultimate dream?
I think that it's a dream of mine, but I know that it is a ways off. There are things that we have to do before we get there.
Well, keep us informed along the way, and keep your head up, or the foot bag up, or whatever.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks very much.
All the best.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's Ben Roscoe. He's a competitive foot bag player. Go to YouTube and have a look at this. It is just amazing. Mike and I were looking at it this morning, and it's just extraordinary to see these young guys playing. Right, Mike?
It is remarkable. It's almost like if you didn't know what they were doing and you couldn't see the sack, it's almost like watching a really elaborate, fast-action folk dance. You know? It's like you're dancing.
It really is.
It really is astounding, the level of athleticism. Don't think it's great foot bag weather, however.
I was going to say, you can't do this in the snow.
There's a segue for you. Yeah, lots of rain on the way for us listeners. Great, misleading temperatures.